everybody, this is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship, and this is our Wednesday program on BBS Radio. So I think the fourth was Monday, so this should be the sixth, and it's July 2011. So here we go. Let's do a clearing here for everybody. We'll do a clearing for anxiety. In fact, we'll do a timeline crash for anxiety. Here we go. One, two, three, four. Oh, man. Start over again. Very heavy. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. Did a few timelines there, so you may feel your body changing. And it'll be changing probably through the program here. Looks like the furthest one out for anxiety is about 45 minutes to crash completely. So the first one is probably about maybe 6 minutes from now. So just kind of notice how your body is responding to these timelines crashing, because you're on these. And when you get off of them, you're going to feel a little different. Okay, see if our co-host is on here. Terry, are you out there somewhere?
Yes, I'm out here, Ron. Hi, and welcome everybody to Wednesday on BBS. We have quite a few people on the Fuzz chat already saying hello. We are having callers tonight if anybody wants to call in, and it's the numbers below the Station 1 play button. So if you're in the U.S. or Canada, there is a toll-free number, and that's 888-815-9756, 888-815-9756. Or the line 3 number, which is area code 530-413-4522, 530-413-4522. And if you have questions and you don't want to call in, you can hop on the fast chat, click the link just above the play buttons there, and type in anything that you would like to ask, and we'll get to as many questions as we can. So we don't have any that I see right now, Ron. People are saying no sound. Let me see here. We've got Marie and Marie are both saying no sound. Maybe if others of you can hear us, so we know that there isn't a computer problem with BBS, maybe you could type in and let us know if you are hearing us.
You can also call BBS. I just call BBS also and tell them that there's no sound.
Okay. All right. Well, assuming that most of you can hear, let's see. Where do you want to start, Ron, before we either have a caller or somebody asking any questions? I'm just refreshing my my fast chat. Okay, Tina, looks like Tina has a question, actually. She says, hi, Ron, if someone changes their name, can they still be cleared with the name you know? I guess maybe that means your first name. So if you have a name and then you change your name, what do you do about that?
Okay, yeah, remember, you're still connected to that energy. So let's just say that you started off as Sally, and then you had a sex transplant, et cetera, and now you're being called Sal. Okay, so we'll just look at this situation. So what happens is, as the people connect you with that particular name, that will be bringing that energy of that name to you, and all of a sudden, the name itself will have energy to it. So just by people connecting you with a different name, that will eventually make it real for you. And from there, it will be stored in your DNA as who you really are. And that's kind of the way it works. So if only one person calls you a particular name, maybe 5 times a year, you probably won't be resonating to that as much as your real name. But if you change your real name to another name that you like better, then that name, as other people use it, that name then will be connected to you. Just by you having it really is not going to connect you to the name, because you really don't have any resonance on it, except that's what you'd like to have, unless you started talking out loud, bringing that name to you. So it's the other people actually tagging you with the name, kind of like rewriting your psychic billboard, and you're going from Sally to Sal, and that's on your billboard now, and that makes it real for you. So I hope I answered that question.
And what about nicknames, Ron?
Yeah, it'd be the same thing for nicknames, because a nickname, once people start using the nickname, then that connects it to you energetically, and you respond to that name. So, very interesting. As a lot of the people who are from Mexico and elsewhere, they use Jesus, okay, which is Jesus. So they are connected to that name and the spelling of Jesus. Trying to probably get some of the energy to get rubbed off on them, I would think. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, and is it the nasal clearing where you would clear all those different versions or different names?
Yes, you use the nasal clearing to do that. Remember, if you just take a name on yourself and nobody knows about it, and you don't say it out loud, then the name would probably become inactive, because you have to be drawn to that name, and it has to go into your cellular memory, and you have to speak the name, because speaking it will make it real.
Okay, great. It looks like all the sound is sorted out, Ron, now, by the way, just so you know. A lot of people are typing in that they do hear us now, or several people have. So Kathy has an interesting request. She's saying, Ron, will you please clear reunions or nostalgic memories?
Okay. So I can do one of those. So think of something, everybody, that was there in your distant past, probably. And here we go. I'm going to clear that particular energy away from you. So we can only clear one of those energies, maybe one day of that or one situation. If you do a whole lifetime clearing, then you can do many more than just one time, because the light shed will take all of it at once. But we'll, on the samples, I can only clear once. Just think of a situation. Maybe it's a birthday party, where something happened to you. Maybe it was a special event day. Maybe you were married on the 4th of July, and then you got divorced, and whenever you have 4th of July come, it doesn't feel like freedom, because you have all this heartache involved here. Or maybe you think that you're free, and you can walk away with it, too, the other way around. So, but here we go. There's still energy in everything, and you want to get rid of the energy, which is judgment. Here we go, clearing something. You must think of it yourself, what you want to have cleared. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. So, see how that affects everybody. Back to you, Carrie. In fact, I had a situation today. I was having a salad at a location, and they have the music in the background playing, and they have the old rock and roll. And they put a war protest song on that was a long time ago for the Vietnam War, which kind of shocked me. And there was one probably in around 68. You might remember, if you're older, Eric Burdon in the Animals, and they made a song about Sky Pilot. And anyway, that was on there. I go, wow, that's kind of weird to have this playing on the radio, because it was a war protest song back then, and we're just a few days after 4th of July here. So anyway, it's quite different. So anyway, back to you, Carrie.
Okay, Shannon has a question about contact with other people. She's asking, does hugging, shaking hands, or touching affect our energy?
Yeah, it does. In fact, if we can get a caller to call in who maybe sort of maybe divorced themselves from doing that, that would be wonderful. I'll tell you what happened. A long time ago, I think on our first 8-hour call, and I think it was 8 hours that we did this here, I did a 8-hour entity clearing because I told the people that, yeah, the entities do body hops. You may not want to shake hands or touch anybody. Well, we got these things cleared out, and I think we did it for maybe two or three back-to-back Sundays. And the people who were on the call kind of thought that, well, gee, maybe, you know, it doesn't matter. And, you know, it's kind of weird not shaking hands or hugging people because we're taught to do that. And I mentioned that you may not want to do it. So when the people got cleared out, the comments that I had, I think the following, maybe during the week or the next Sunday, was the fact that when the people got themselves cleared out of entities, with, you know, these body hop emotional bodies, and then when they were to touch somebody, all of a sudden they felt themselves become attacked and get slimed, and their energy levels drop down. So if anybody would like to comment on that, if you have a physical experience that you could maybe relate, that'd be great too. But yeah, as soon as you touch somebody, those things are body hopping. And that's just the way it is. And it's just a little difficult to kind of comprehend that, but it does happen. You know, and we're trained to shake hands and hug everybody and touch everybody and stuff. And once you realize that, you know, you are getting energies jumping from you and then from them to you, you know, back and forth. Maybe they're having a reunion or something, you know, in our bodies. You know, remember, we're the playground and they're having another place to play. Then you realize that you probably don't want to do that any longer. So the answer would be correct, yes. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay. And, of course, there are clearings on the website to help with this. There's a whole life entity clearing, and you can add, for $50, you can add the unlimited and go on that anytime you want. So if you've been out and you have been touched by someone, or you were in a situation where you couldn't avoid it, you can come back and use that clearing to get entities released from you that you might have picked up. And then also the alien attack page, which is a little more complicated because there are so many different types of these energies. And also Ron's 8-hour intensives that he just mentioned, which are coming up again starting next weekend. So maybe we can just really quickly talk about that, Ron, before we go on to the next question. This coming Saturday, there's the 4-hour that starts, I believe. Is it 1 p.m. Pacific, Ron, and that runs for 4 hours?
Yes, that's correct. And then we do we have 3 hours of lightship healing for ascension. We also, you know, we do physical healing too, but a lot of it is dedicated to ascension, even though I may not mention that during the call. The last hour we do 7 containers of water so that you're able to have 7 waters for the whole week after that. 1 for each day. And then Sunday will be the 8-hour call starting at 10 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. And it sounds like a lot when you talk about 8 hours, but it goes by very quickly. And it's a very, very wonderful call. And this is where we get rid of the alien energetic life forms. Remember, we have to be in the quarantine room outside of the lightship because the lightship only allows light to come into it. And if we were to go there ourselves and, say, knock on the door and open it up or whatever, we would be terminated instantly because of the darkness that our bodies are holding. And the spirit also can hold some darkness if it's not completely in resonance with the light. But normally, with that aspect, your spirit probably would not hang on to too much of the darkness anyway. So it's only going to hang on to light, because what's missing would be the darkness. And the darkness probably cannot energetically attach that strongly onto your spirit. But it does attach to your body, because your body has DNA in it, unfortunately. And the DNA carries so much of that negativity. Where your spirit holds light, and it doesn't necessarily hang on to darkness, although it possibly could. But typically we'll just say the spirit is perfect of the amount of spirit that you have. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, and I'll just add that if you haven't been on these calls before, you will probably experience quite a bit initially going on in your body as all these energies are released. And also, you don't need to be on the phone for the full 8 hours. If you want to be on part of it or not at all, you can Ron can work with you absentee. You just need to let him know ahead of time. And I think I heard a beep. Is somebody on the line? Hi, Larry.
Hi. Yes, I had a comment about shaking hands, and one person I gave a friendly acknowledgement to, and he says, "Oh, that's fine. You have your choice. That's good." And then a few seconds later, he started screaming. I thought, boy, I was lucky, because that screaming tells me that's an entity who really wanted to get me that time. And then I had another experience, too, to where I met a serviceman. He came to my home, and I gave him a nice acknowledgement. And then he looked very frustrated, because that was an entity who wanted to get into me also. And sometimes they appear frustrated. That's the entity, not the person, that can't get into you, that had a plan beforehand, but the plan was thwarted. So these are experiences that I've had. A lot of times people just accept it, and yeah, you're a friend, and they accept it on a co-mutual basis.
That's great, Larry. Thank you for sharing that. Yeah. So okay. It is hard to kind of break that pattern sometimes that people have, or we may have, about shaking hands or you know, hugging people. Because it seems to be kind of ingrained in everybody. But if you can, you know, just try it maybe for a week, you're going to feel that your energy stays up. And we all know that there are certain people out there, whoever they may be, and they come into the room, or they do touch you or shake you or hand or pass you on the shoulder. That's a good one, too. Uh-huh. They sneak up behind or beside you, and they tap you on the back or something, and you go, oh, God, I got hit again, you know. You don't know about it. Yeah, I use the word God. It's very interesting. Another habit pattern here. I don't do that too often. I don't normally slip, but I don't want to bring the aliens here. So anyway, once you start or not do that, and it's hard if you're in business, because people normally want to do that. I mentioned one time I was at an expo, and this gentleman, another booth person, wanted to shake my hand. He came up to me, and he, you know, put his hand out. So a lot of times what I'll do is shrink wrap instantly so that I'm, like, invisible energetically. But he kept holding on to my hand for, like, you know, 20 seconds or so. You know, you all know how long a handshake is, you know, maybe 5 seconds. So he kept hanging on and talking to me like I wanted to leave, but he couldn't, you know, I couldn't leave because he's hanging on to my hand, you know. Yeah. And so I'm wondering, well, what's he trying to do here? As we're talking, I'm trying to figure this thing out. He's trying to, you know, is he trying to steal my energy? One question, you know. Is he trying to, you know, impregnate me with all of his stuff that's in his body, you know? You know, what's he doing? Trying to, you know, do something to me with the aliens? You know, I don't know, but all I know is that it didn't seem proper, at least, you know, for what he was doing. And then it was a tight squeeze, too, you know, and I thought, geez, I'm like in a bear trap here, you know. But anyway, the shrink wrap, you know, helped. And then as I'm doing this, I become more conscious, you know, like, what's going on here, you know. Now I'm fighting the aliens, getting them out of my arm and out of my hand, and, you know, I'm fighting these critters. And, you know, so I was actually, you know, saying battle with these guys with big fly swatter, you know. So anyway, that's what happened. But you know what happens, you know. You know, a lot of times you may feel great and then somebody touches you, and all of a sudden you drop down. Your energy, you know, like drops in half. So what do? They just suck the energy out of you. So on one hand, you might say, yeah, you know, that happens to me a lot. But what are they giving you in exchange? You know, what's going into you? Not only stole your energy, but what do they do to you that you know nothing about? So that's the whole process, is you want to keep yourself or keep your body temple completely sacred. You know, you want to keep your spirit with you, and that's all that you want to come into your body, because your body has enough stuff on it. Why give it an extra load of some other gunk? And why get slime? So thank you, Larry, because you described that perfectly about, and then entities will want to do that. They may want to get some of your light. They'll see that and they go, oh, I want to still have that person's energy. And they hop in the other person that could be your best friend. And then your best friend acts a little goofy and, you know, they want to do something to you to steal your energy. So that's what happens. So back to you, Gary. Thank you, Larry.
Okay, okay, you're welcome, Ron.
Thanks, Larry. So Shannon has another question. Whoops, my fast chat just flipped away. Hold on one sec. It was about, you know, I can't find it, but I'm gonna paraphrase here. She says that her lungs were getting very hot and that she's feeling like she has 1,000 needles coming out of her chest, I think was basically the gist of it. So is there a sample clearing you can do for that, Ron?
Okay, it sounds like she has stuff leaving her. That means that she's having a healing. So what we can do is get rid of some of the alien life forms that are doing that possibly here. So here we go. Okay. We'll do this like would be on the website, Alien Attack Removal, and we'll get rid of the pins. Here we go. These can also go onto people's feet and hands and ankles and stuff. Remember, if you jerk at night before you go to sleep or during your sleep, it's because you are being poked and prodded somewhere, and even here, and it's not good. So here we go. This will be some of the pins. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, back to you, Terry.
All right. Charles is asking if there's anything you can do for a bad sunburn.
Boy, let's see here. Yeah.
Skin misting water.
Yeah, skin misting water. So everybody get some skin misting water. And if it is real bad, I've heard you can do also is take vinegar, you know, white vinegar, and just put it on your skin. It will alleviate the pain from the nerve. So if anybody has any nerve problems, possibly, which might be related to that, normally vinegar, I think it feels very cold at first. You might have a little quick reaction, but then it kind of like numbs it. So you might want to try that and just see. Put it on part of you. But I heard that as an old wise tale remedy. But here's skin misting water, everybody. Get your water container. Here we go. So stronger. And you want to hold that. If you want to get maybe a gallon container, you can too. Just hold it in your hands during this program if you need more, and it'll last for today and tomorrow. And it will automatically be charged as you hold it in case you don't have it in front of you right now. Just wait five minutes, and then it'll be charged up. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. This is the swans coming. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Back to you, Carrie.
All right. Thank you. Candy has a question about the crown chakra clearing. Will 1 hour, in the crown chakra clearing, 1 hour entity clearing remove all entities? So I guess the question is about the crown. I'm not sure if it's about the crown chakra clearing or the entity clearing.
Okay, well, the crown chakra one, on the crown chakra clearing, you want to do that a lot, okay? Not just one time, just keep on it for maybe a month to close your chakras down so that they cannot come into you. So that one you want to do typically maybe every day, if not longer or more often, I mean. So we'll give you a sample of that here, and this will last until the show is over, maybe a half an hour. Here we go. So I'm going to close down your crown chakra. And everybody, just see how your body's feeling right now. Kind of check out your energy. You know when it's open because it looks like a sprinkler, okay? Running the energy out of your body, it's coming all around you. And when it's closed off, you're going to feel like, wow, what a difference it made. I'm not leaking energy. I'm not bleeding this energy out of me. So here we go, crown chakra closing. I count to 10 to do that, and you can feel it closing instantly. Slowly, as I count to number 10, it'll be completed. So just check each number off here and see how you're feeling. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. I should feel like you're self-contained. Kind of like you're now inside of the bottle, and before you're like the genie popping out of it all over the place. So you should feel your energy system being very secure to yourself. And if you're able to look at it differently from the outside looking in, you would see the jellyfish energies attached to your crown chakra. Right now you should be pretty much in a sacred space. So back to you, Carrie.
Alrighty, Pete in Australia has a question about timelines and your spirit after you die. Would your spirit stay attached to a timeline once you die?
Oh dear. oh man. Okay, the body dies. Very possibly, because your spirit could still be out in parallel lifetimes. So I would say, yeah, that could be a problem. Very
interesting. That's depressing.
So
maybe we should try a timeline crash for our spirits and see what people feel.
Yeah. So everybody, since you've been here for more than one lifetime, we'll take the last time that you died here, that you were in a body. And I would imagine that it would probably be, after the 1900s. Normally it takes, typically up to about 50 years to get deprogrammed, sometimes much less. So people listening probably maybe were in bodies maybe around, 1950, we'll say, World War II, something like that. And so we'll go back to your last lifetime, and your body died. And now we're going to do a timeline clearing for your spirit and bring your spirit back to you from that experience where it could still be living with a different body, but it's still attached to that body. That can get complicated real quick. You could have thousands of lifetimes with your spirit out there in the beyondo. And, this is the last one. Here we go. So this is going to be a space-time crash. It won't be a timeline. It'll be a space-time where you're bringing your spirit back to you. Your body won't come back, but your spirit will. So this will be a little more complicated. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. So this is more like a spirit retrieval process when we do the space-time, since you don't have that same body. I'll do another timeline crash for that, but it'll be a space-time crash. Now, the space-time normally brings back your body and your spirit, okay? A regular timeline one will typically bring back your spirit also and your body, but, you know, it may only be like maybe 90, 95% effective, but we're going back into another lifetime. This is why I'm doing a space-time. So that's a little more complicated and a little more thorough. So another space-time crash for your spirit to get it back here in this lifetime. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Oh, man. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, Carrie, back to you.
I feel sick. Ugh.
Yeah, I don't feel very good. I feel, I just feel sadness. Sadness.
I feel that, too.
Geez. Oh, another, I mean, anyway, we'll see what people comment on, but,
Yeah, I'm getting pins and needles in my arms. I feel queasy and depressed. Oh, boy.
I don't know what else.
Pete's found a can of worms.
Okay, so that's another space-time crash. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. So if you're all feeling kind of like we are here, it's probably normal. And I get people who ask, they go, Ron, how can we have so many clearings on the website? Well, this is a good example of why we have, you know, more than five that I started off with. Rats. Anyway, here we go. Back to you, Carrie.
Oh, dear. Yeah, I don't feel good. This is interesting, though. I mean, I feel horrible, but it's good to know because then we know what else we need to do. Okay, let's see. Pete is saying quite buzzy. Mike is referring to the last one. I'm not sure if it's one of the space times, but he's saying last one was a draining experience, or at least that is my perception. Tom, that is going very deep, very quickly, feel very heavy, and Pete is also saying he's feeling heavy too. Yeah, this is a strong one, Ron. Wow. And you're running it for all of us. You must be feeling rough.
Yeah, I'll just even get this on the website now to past life spirits here, retrieval.
Wow.
I heard a beep, maybe.
Oh, okay, yes. Is anyone out there on the line? Hello, hello?
No one's
home. Okay.
Oh.
So if any of you saw stuff, because I never see stuff, I love hearing about what people see when these are happening. Maybe somebody had some visual reaction to this new sample. That would be interesting to hear. So 888-815-9756. I've just got waves of pins and needles and heat going up my neck and my throat and my arms. This is definitely really strong. Wow.
That probably indicates that what you've been dealing with in this lifetime, that little puzzle piece of your spirit that is supposed to be with you in those locations would have never been with you.
Yeah,
and
wow.
Now it's coming back. And like I say, when we do the space-time crash, the spirit is imprinted with that body energy. So if you do feel maybe a different sex, maybe you feel fat if you're skinny or something, or a different race, that will actually be taken care of, you know, by your spirit with you now to get rid of that energy. I'll do a timeline crash now for it here. We'll see what that does to people. So this is not the space. This would be the timeline for your last past life. Here we go.
For the physical one?
Two. Yeah. Physical past lifetime.
Okay.
So this will be the same one that we did before, but it'll be a regular conventional timeline crash. We'll see how this one feels. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Ugh, boy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. This one probably is a little more gentler. is more gentle than the other one. Because you're not going quite as deep, and you're not bringing back the emotions that your spirit had stored inside of it from that life. Remember, let's just say in this lifetime you have an eye problem. And in that last lifetime, you definitely had an eye problem, okay? And this time it kind of carried over, only because your spirit's not with you to heal your eyes, okay? So you're wondering why you have an eye problem. And that could be part of the answer to why you're not healing your eyes, but you just may think it's normal. Maybe there's some other kind of condition that you could have. So, you know, if you have, you know, whatever is wrong with your eyes, we'll just use that as an example. It could be from that past life, which your spirit is not with you in this lifetime to make your eyes whole and complete or to be put back into balance. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, I think we have a beep. Ron, is somebody on the line?
Hi, it's Ed.
Hi, Ed.
I was thinking this chasing the timeline stuff that we have to do. It's like there's, like you said tonight, every lifetime we've ever had can have our spirit still sending pieces of itself off into a timeline that we were abducted on all the lives we've ever had. Is that true?
Seems to be.
Yeah, and you could have your spirit out there in the Beyondo, you know, by 1,000 different alien races, even though the body's dead, okay? Or they may like your body. Maybe they're doing a review of Earth history, and they go, man, we like that guy. We're going to now stop time, go to the graveyard, dig the body up, get a piece of the DNA, one of the cells, and replicate it now. And now that is going to be a clone of you, and now they can re-establish the clone of you, and the body, you know, still is in your genetics, okay? Even though it's basically not you, they can run that energy through your genetics maybe from 20,000 years ago, because it's hooked up to you.
Right, because we're the compilation of all the genetics before us.
Yeah, so there's, you know, it's, I don't know, it's very complex, depressing, and everything else of what they can do to us here. I don't have anything, because you can start to look at things and then look at the tangent parallel lifetimes where it's very hard to even find where you are because they sell space on the timeline.
Right.
So it's...
We'll never catch up physically from a human point of view.
You know, we know that it comes from our past, but, you know, maybe your spirit is being tortured on a timeline.
Hello?
You know.
We hear you, Ed. It's okay.
With energetics. Energetics can go in all different directions.
Okay, could you repeat everything you said? Because there was like a minute of silence there for me.
You want to repeat it, Carrie?
Where did you lose sound, Ed?
The past 30 seconds, like right after I asked the question of, so from a human point of view, there's basically, we'll never catch up because there's so much of it.
Yeah, that's basically it. As we get more clearings and we can start looking at this in its totality, you know, it will get better. But that's the sad thing. In fact, if anybody has a condition right now with something, because everybody does normally have something that bothers them,
well, I've got my son.
Look at it right now, and you can do the same thing. Yeah, and what we'll do is a space-time crash. Let's just go back maybe 200 years. So say from 100 to 200 years. So that could be, you know, maybe like five or six generations back or something. So here we go. We're going to do this here. And you could have 2 to 3 lifetimes in that time frame. And we're going to do a space-time crash and see if by bringing the spirit pieces back to you that was abducted helps you out. So here we go. Everybody, you need to think of something. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Wow, one, this is heavy. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, I won't put you on the spot yet, but there we go. We'll see what happens, okay?
Okay.
Go ahead, Ed. You had more questions, I think.
Yeah, I hate to, sometimes I like pushing at my question out. The reason I do that is there's so many times I've been cut off because whoever's running the board doesn't hear me say anything because I'm being polite to let you finish. And if I don't jump in right away, they turn me off and you guys go, oh, Ed must have hung up. So
okay.
I apologize for any time I seem to push. But what I called up was I wanted to check to be sure that was correct. It is correct.
Mm-hmm.
Why can't we just look at, or not just look at, but why can't we find a solution from the other direction? In other words, have the light chip, there must be one. Come up with a frequency that they could, we could do as a healing or clearing or something that we could inject, have them put into our spirits that will just make it, shake it off, shake it all off like a dog getting out of the water and drying himself off. Just, and just throw them all off because they're such low frequency bullshit. Let's just get rid of it all. Is that going to be possible?
Remember, the light doesn't know darkness. That's the problem, is that it has to find this stuff. And
yeah,
so
I would think
it doesn't know darkness. You say, on our way of thinking, yeah, you know, we're the good ones, they're the bad ones, just get rid of the bad. Well, the light doesn't know what bad is. It can only find a problem when it looks for it. And they can use all different frequencies. Remember, the light does not know what frequency the darkness is. It only knows light. And that's the problem that the light always has, is that it has to go after something moment by moment. It just can't do a full-scale blanket energy on all these, you know, millions of parallel lifetimes. So that's the problem. And you know, because they don't know about time. That's right. The main thing that the darkness has over the light, is that they can create time, create illusion, create a new timeline, alter time, make it out of phase. They can do all different types of things, go between the spaces of time, do tangent type timelines, sell part of their timeline, and then there's a whole different formula. So it gets to be very, very complicated.
So the danger is that if they were to come up with like a wholesale thing, let's say some kind of a light energy that will remove 80% of any time that's clinging on to us or our DNA or whatever, the danger is it's going to wipe out what, our present lives?
Not necessarily, no. But the problem is that the light doesn't understand the darkness. And if they don't bring forth the light energy to your body after the healing, remember, basically, our bodies are darkness. It was created from light. So they can't just zap us completely to get rid of all the darkness, because the body would not sustain life. So they have to take the darkness out and then bring in light where the darkness took it over. It's very complicated.
Yeah, so we're kind of stuck with the slow go-as-you-can method.
Yeah, believe me, I would like to do one, just, you know, like the bug zapper, you know, or something, you know?
Yeah, I was thinking something along the line, and it's just coming to me, something along the line of you get the frequency high enough that this stuff just can't cling on to you anymore.
Yeah, and that's what happens as we get out of judgment. Remember, everybody brings in judgment. And so the people are the problem and also the solution.
But, and then there's the other issue.
Yeah, the lightship is only here because it needs to do the ascension on the earth spirit so that it can leave out of its problems, and then hopefully it can help us also. So typically, you know, ascension time comes as a gift to the people. It's mainly working with the earth spirit to get it out of here, and the byproduct is helping us here also. But remember, the people brought darkness here. People chose the darkness by getting into mind energy. So that's the whole problem, is that, you know, it's all stored inside of us. So there's so much that we have a very difficult time even understanding. If you ask anybody on the street about what we're talking about here, they wouldn't even have a clue about what the difference was probably between discernment and judgment and to be heart-centered. They wouldn't, or probably couldn't figure it out. They wouldn't know what peace is because their whole life is in a turmoil. And the turmoil is in judgment. And people like to have that excitement. People like to be stirred up all the time to make them feel like they're living rather than to be in. You know, that's probably why, in a sense, you know, if you look at the shows where there are comedians, okay, they're talking about issues. And the issues are there, and all the issues are in judgment. And the comedian, you know, finds issues to make people laugh. And that's kind of basically the way life is here.
Yeah, well, you're talking about my early life, you know, always looking for action, whatever it was. I couldn't stand doing nothing or having a peaceful day.
So I know
the addiction well.
And once you understand peace, and you can just sit and watch stuff happening without being a part of it, I mean, it's so wonderful. And that's what the clearings are doing, is to get you into that peacefulness. Now, the other way that people get the peace, you know, is they can't wait for the weekend, you know, it's Friday.
Yep.
You know, TFIG, you know, and they live for the weekend. So they do whatever vices they do for the weekend, you know, go out and party, you know, whatever, and then drag themselves back into work again on Monday, knowing that they're like in a slave encampment, we'll say, or something for their job, and they really have a job so they can live for the weekend.
Yes.
Along with, you know, everything else that the job brings you, but people don't necessarily like their jobs.
Right.
And the weekend is where they can, you know, do what they want to do, you know, to have fun, and that's just the way it is there, you know. But anyway, you know, the humans are the problem because of judgment.
Yeah,
and
but in defense of the humans, I would like to say that it's my opinion, since we've never really figured it out, how a spirit turns bad without first being affected by darkness. Why would a spirit hurt another spirit? They would never do that. So something must infect a spirit first, I would think. So in defense of humans, I would say, well, darkness has inveigled its way into all the cracks, or the juvenile, the ungrown up, the unexperienced part of a spirit, and tricks it, and then that's how it tumbles down into the lower vibrations, need more and more excitement every, you know, like the stuff we're talking about. But I think there's that first there's that first invasion somehow of a spirit. Otherwise, spirits wouldn't do these things, like you say. What do you think?
Yeah, you know, I was watching this one young child. I think he maybe, I saw him maybe when he was about 1.5 or so. Then we saw him maybe, you know, a few years later. Maybe he was like 4 or something. And, boy, when he was younger, he looked like a little Buddha. Looked really great, you know, very peaceful. And then somehow his parents got a program on TV where they had, like, these robots fighting or something. So all of a sudden we saw them, and a little kid is getting, like, a pencil out, and he's stabbing the furniture like it's a knife. You know, yeah. And he got, you know, where did he get it from? He got it off of the, you know, watching TV or off of these, you know, robotic-type things that he liked. I don't know what it was, but, you know, but they don't watch cartoons, but they had all these physical things that the child watched on TV and the war games or whatever, you know, anyway. But that's kind of the way it is, that we condition the children, because probably the parents want to do their own thing. So they say, here's the TV, you know, watch these cartoons, you know.
Yep.
And then the child changes.
Yeah. Yeah, once you're in the prison camp, they just keep swapping the programs on you.
Yeah, and who's with the children getting on by watching the TV? You know, we see what's happening physically. You know, like all the the field games and stuff, where your people are shooting people with the guns and stuff like that. I mean, what is this? You know.
But
anyway,
like you said, a spirit would never do that to another spirit.
No,
like you're always saying, our spirit would never do such a thing.
Yeah, that's correct. So that means that something else is running the body.
Yes, something else happened.
You know?
Yeah, something higher up than this dimension. Well, I understand that we fell down here. But higher up than this dimension, somewhere in the universe's, the true light universe, I think you call it, somehow somebody made a free will choice that then got them infected. And that's where it all started. Would you think that might be a possibility?
Yeah, I would think so. Maybe people got tired of having a peaceful life, you know. Maybe they wanted some drama and trauma, you know.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, that, okay.
So, you know, that's probably what it was, you know.
Uh-huh.
I think it's about experiencing, Ron. You say we were created to experience and to create, or we went out into the universe, left the light ship, you know, we're the type of soul or spirit that goes out to experience and create, and probably it was presented to us as another experience, and we just, you know, our spirits thought, okay, let's try this experience, and boom, we were stuck.
We didn't know there was a price.
Right, exactly.
this one comes with a price, by the way.
Whopper.
Yeah, we didn't read the small print.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for your advice.
Okay, so it's getting, looks like, about time to end the show here, looks like. So,
yep.
We'll be saying blessings to all of you. Our next PBS program is on Friday, same time as this one. We're on Station 2, and that's our paranormal night. So we can do some different things, possibly. So, I may be doing Q&A Friday. I don't know quite yet. I'll have to see what happens. I'm not sure. So I may not be doing it. So I'm planning not to do it, but I might. But we'll have to see. I'm still traveling. So anyway, blessings to all of you, everybody. And thank you, Carrie.
Thank you, Ron.
We'll bring in some peace energy. It'll be with you for the next hour. And enjoy your skin misting water. Normally when it hits your skin, it kind of like soaks in. I guess the other way of saying it, it might like evaporate on your skin. But it's deep healing, and use as much as you need. And enjoy, everybody. And it's on the website, too, if you want to do it. I think it's $1 for a container of water.
Yeah.
So we'll see you later. Blessings, and hopefully you're going to be on the 28 hours of healing coming up. The cost is $200. And it's $100 for your spouse or loved one. And children under 18 are free. And if you have, they're living with you, if you have other children, that they're also $100 if they're maybe young adults or something. So family members are $100 after you pay for yourself. So blessings to all of you, and also your animals are free to come up. They love it. Bye, everybody. Thank you. Blessings.
Thank you, Ron. Good night, everyone.